Siyata Dishmai. Alright, Parshas Vayishlach, Sefer Zer Kodesh. Zer Kodesh is the Rav Shitzur Rebbe. The My Rebbe's Rebbe, right? Matel Zilber's chin comes from Rav Shitz. So listen to he has a Yesodistic piece. And we're going to learn, try to be Mamshech and Taravodas Hashem to keep growing. So this week we know what's the famous part, what's the famous battle this week that goes down?
Yaakov and the angel.
Right, Yaakov versus the angel, the guardian of Esav, who they say is the Satan, Yitzhar, like Rashi says. So we know that once Yaakov overcomes him, what does the angel give to Yaakov?
A bracha, a new name.
Oh, he gives him a new name. What does he change his name to? Exactly.
So
the pasuk says, exactly. So the pasuk says, Lo Yaakov Yomar Oshmecha Ki Yisrael. Says your name will no longer be Yaakov, rather it's going to be Yisrael. So this is what the Rapture says, Chevra. Ready? Ki Yaakov Ayakol Al Kol HaTorah. Because then Yaakov Vinu is that Yaakov represents the Klaliyistik of the whole Torah. He represents everything within the Torah. V'chein merumas b'shmo Yaakov, right? If you spell out Yaakov, you have Yud, and then Akev, right?
Yeah.
So Yud represents, how many Aseres HaDibros do we have?
Ten.
So that's Yud. And Akev is the amount of letters in the Aseres HaDibros. Fascinating, no? There's 170 words. There's 170 words in the Aseres HaDibros, and there's 10 Dibros. So that's Yaakov's name is Yud.
Words or letters?
Words.
Okay.
So Yaakov is Yud.
Numbers then.
Akev, 172. Right?
What does Akev mean?
Akev means the heel. And that's why his name is Yaakov. Is Yaakov because he grabbed onto the heel of Esav. Right? So that's what Yaakov
represents. Akev means like the heel, like the body part?
Yeah, the body part. Exactly.
The ankle.
No, the heel.
I always thought it was
A. Yeah. Shebekuf ayin beis tevos shebiyud adibros nichla kol haTorah. Because really, all the Torah we have is rooted within the Aseres HaDibros. Vine, ata, beis hazos anu mekayim haTorah begashmias. So nowadays, we know that we're mekayim haTorah in gashmias. Meaning what? Shelokhin semer v'osin tzitzis. You take wool and you make tzitzis. Lokhin or behema, you take leather of an animal and you make tefillin. Right? You realize what we're wearing is we're wearing physical stuff. We're wearing animals. Right? V'zeu merumas b'Yaakov. This is hinted to in the word Yaakov, the name Yaakov. Yud Akev. Meaning what? Shemachnisim ha-yud.
It's like Gashmias.
What? Gashmias represents physicality.
Oh.
So that's right, that's what Gashmias means.
I thought I always associated Gashmias with like garbage and like...
Yeah, so that's... Stuff. Exactly. So that's unfortunately the way we're presented it a lot. Is that what? Oh, Gashmias is garbage. But it's not. Our goal is to mechanix the Gashmias. To turn it into Kedusha. That's why we wear tefillin and tzitzis. Right? Shemachnisim hayud hu harashis. That yud, the letter yud, mean let's say you want to start writing any letter. So if you first you have to make a dot. So that dot is a yud. So the yud is called the rashis of everything. Right? So if you take the word Yaakov, it's yud akev. Shemachnisim hayud hu harashis vekev. You take the yud. Ki yud hu anikudav chol os shetir talasos yevshar belichitas in nikudav mikodem. First, before you want to make any the shoresh of every letter is a yud. Imkein hayud hu areishis v'chachma haliona nikras areishis. He says it's called chachma haliona. Right? We say areishis chachma yiras Hashem. So yud, whenever you see letter yud, it's always a hinted to in chachma. V'chachma haliona hu machnisim b'dvarim shem tachtonim. So it says that Yaakov takes this yud, which is the highest letter, the most spiritual letter, and he takes it into akev. What's the most physical part of your body? The heel is just all dead skin. That's what you're on. Whenever you're standing, you're standing on your heel. Right? So that's the most physical part of your body. So what does that mean? So it means that Yaakov takes the yud and brings it into the akev. That he brings kedusha into even what's gashmis. Kigon or, like leather, vitzemer. Or and wool. She'osim u'mekayim behem es Torah. That he takes all the physicality.
Is that a chiddush that the akev is... The most gashmias for your body? Or
no,
is that,
that's like a real thing. That's a thing. If you look at the heel, it's all dead skin. It's not grown skin. Look, check it out later. Oh. Check it out online. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Listen. V'chol v'chein v'chol dvarim gashmiyim mekayim mes haTorah. So what does it represent? To show that in all davar gashmias, like Rafi was saying before, that even in wool, right, you mekayim Torah like that. Right, how do you mekayim the arba minim? Lulav esro, hadas maravos. So it's also physical things. Right?
Everything's physical.
Right, exactly. So what the Chiddush is teaching you that what? That you have to reveal that Hashem's even in the physicality. Right? Zemeruma is the Yaakov. And this is hint to in Yaakov. The Yaakov bechina shal sulam mutzav arza v'roshem agiyah shemayma. We know that last week Yaakov had the dream of the sulam. So what that sulam represents is sulam mutzav arza, that it's on the ground, v'rosh megi yishmaim, but it's also in shemaim. I mean, and that's what every Jew that's what Yaakov represents for us. Is that what? That you could be down in this world, but your head is in shemaim, that you're always connected to shemaim, that everything you do is connected to shemaim, that you reveal that even in the physicality, it's still connected to ruchnius. V'nei be'emes. This was the claim or the complaint of the Malachim. When Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, if you look in Gemara and Shabbos, right, the Malachim said, "Why would you give it to them?" Ki ma ye chashivus va'adir shimcha b'chol olam shekayma adam mitzvos b'seichel pachos sheish lo. Halo tov titen lanu Torah. The Malachim said to Hashem, "Why would you give it to them? They're physical beings." Give it to us that we're all ruchnius, right?
Yeah.
So it's a good taina. But im kol zeh ki Yaakov bachar lo ya. But it says what? That Yaakov is the one who's chosen. Av she kayamu rak madrega shmirumas be Yaakov. That even if you're only being mekayim the Torah as Yaakov, which means in physicality, which the Malachim said, look, they're physical, we're spiritual. Choose us. Ki aide hamitzvah she mekayim at begashmias. Because the Jew has to know that what the mitzvahs that you do begashmias now. When you shake a lulav and esrog, when you wear tzitz, when you wear tefillin, misorin, they awaken bazeh shorish hamitzvos sheim beruchnis oros elyonim. Really, every single mitzvah you do has a shorish above. It's a ruchni. It represents something in shemayim. It represents oran shemayim. But when you do the mitzvah physically here, it awakens that oran shemayim. And that's exactly why we do mitzvahs in gashmis, right? Bazeh shekasim. That's why it says Yaakov chevel nachalaso. What does a chevel mean? You know chevel?
A shovel.
Good. Shevel means a rope. Chabal. It means a rope.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Chavalah means destruction. But this is just chevel. So it says in Devarim that Yaakov chevel nachalaso. So you see that what? The Yaakov is shayef, is connected to a chevel. Meaning what? That's why it says, Vazeshkasu vayavu Yaakov vayichen es pnei ha'ir. It says when he came to Shechem. Right? He says vayichen es...
How do you say strangulation, like the punishment?
Skila seifa herig.
Herig, okay.
Herig. Oh, sorry. Skila seifa herig chanika. Chanika is Sreifa. It says Yichan Rosh Tevos. That it says when Yaakov came to Shechem, it says VaYichan is Pnei Ir. So it says Yichan is Rosh Tevos, right? The Yud Ches Nun Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa. Is that because everything Yaakov does, he represents that Indian of a rope. Meaning what? So listen, it's unbelievable. It's so cool. You see things in the physical world how they all represent things above. Shezos Haisa Avodas Yaakovina. This was the Avod of Yaakov. Shekai mitzvos maisios, to do mitzvos physically, to do it in the physical world. Ubazeh hayam ora shorash beruchnis, and when he would do that, he would tap into its shorash to its root above. Kemo hachevel, listen to this. Afil ye aruch mod, even if you have a very long rope. Let's say right now you're in Tel Aviv and I'm here, and we're holding on to the same rope. Kishim isna'ein oso lemata, right? When I start shaking that rope, minaneh gamke lemala. So too, even if you're 3 miles on top of me, if I start shaking that rope, if I'm bottom of the Empire State Building, you go to the top of the Empire State Building, and I start shaking that rope, you're going to feel it at top. Kain inyan ha-mitzvah shemekayim v'gashmi says the same exactly with mitzvahs we do. That what when we do a mitzvah down here, we start shaking that rope, and it affects shemayim also. That everything we do down here has a root above. We have to know that when we think we're eating, right, eating an apple, that probably doesn't have anything to do. But you're eating something physical, you're being mal, you're lifting up. It's shurish. When you buy a pair of tzitzis, right? Every single physical mitzvah, whatever you can think of, right? Eating matzah, right? You think it's just that the matzah is the end game? No, there's something much deeper there, right? Blowing the shofar. You think the shofar is that there's something much higher going on. So that's exactly what Yaakov reveals. Haval be'emes, amru, asidos mitzvah shi betelos lasid. It says in Gemara Nida, in Samach Aleph and Beis, it says, las lavo, that mitzvos are going to be, there aren't going to be any more mitzvos. What does that mean? Ha-peirosh sheyu betelos milkayimos ha-begashmias. What it means is that we're not going to have to do the mitzvos begashmias anymore. Rak nekayimim beruchnias. We're going to do them what they really mean, in their shorash above. Shorash abhiros
kimosh. We don't know what that is. No.
We don't know what that is. That's why it says the avos from mekayim the whole Torah. But they didn't have the Torah. It says no, they tapped into the ruchnias above. So that's what Mashiach's going to come. It's going to be the same way. Kemo shayu mahamalachim chafetzim lakam lakaim. Just as the malachim do now. That what? Last level, we're going to do the ruchnis of the mitzvahs. But now, what do we have? Now, we do the actual mitzvahs. Right? V'zesha kasev lo yisbarach. Shimcha Yaakov lo yikra shimcha od Yaakov. But the question is, we see later on in the Parsha that Hashem tells Yaakov, your name is no longer Yaakov. But we have a question.
Doesn't he already know that?
Oh! Lama Omar Shimcha Yaakov. Why do you have to say? But it says like this. It says Shimcha Yaakov, lo yikra Shimcha od Yaakov. Why do you have to say that Shimcha Yaakov? Why does it have to say that your name's Yaakov? Raka derech hanizkar le'el. She'al yidei, listen to this, chaver. Huge yisod, never to
say. I missed it. Where does it say that it says Yaakov?
Later on in the Parsha. He doesn't quote the Pasuk, but it's later on in the Parsha. Raka derech hanam. She'al yidei shaya mekodem de madrigos Yaakov, chaver nachalaso. That by you first being Yaakov, which represents physicality, Shekayim begashmias, umar or beruchnias, that you mekayim mitzvos begashmias, and you awaken the shoresh above in ruchnias, aydeze bo acher kach le madrigos Yisrael. Then you're going to come to the higher madriga called Yisrael. Osios, that Yisrael, spell Yisrael, what do you get?
Yud shin sin reish aleph lamed.
Is the same osios as li rosh. Yeah. That what for me you're rosh. Lekayim mitzvos v'chinas rosh. Rosh represents ruchnias. Right, but what's the nekuda? But it's only that what? That as long as you do the mitzvahs now, the gashmias, then you'll be able to do the beruchnias. But if you don't do the gashmias, you say, no, gashmias is not for me, exactly like Rafi said before. Sometimes they're presented that what? No, gashmias is garbage and nothing. But if you look at it, know that I can find holy sparks here. I can raise it up. Then bang. Then you become Yisrael. The gam Yisrael, osios, yashar el. Represents like, yashar el means that what? Like, being yashar, being straightforward, tekel, like Hashem. Meaning what? If you know, what do the Yud Gil mean as Rachmin? It says Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanim. Erech Apayim, right? We don't say in Yom Kippur. So Kel is the first Midah. So he says, well, what does it mean Yashar Kel? Shehim Shich Mi Yud Gimel Midas Rachmin, Shehashem Arishon Hu Kel. Means that what Yashar Kel means, that what that you bring from the first of the Yud Gil Midas Rachmin. The Gamba Zeh Hashem El, Lashon Gevura. That El is the Lashon of Gevura. How do you say strong in Hebrew?
Kibor.
What else? Micha mocha ba elim Hashem. Elim is the lashon of someone who's very strong. Right? Shagvura asoni Yisrael yidei godal rachmim aleinu. What it represents is that kel is also, it's a midah of chesed. So it goes like this. We say, I'll tell you something cool. Yeah? We say on halal, halu Hashem kolayim, Hashem kolayim, ki gavar aleinu chasta. Yeah? So Zerah Kodesh says by Parshas Noach, says ki gavar is lashon gevura alinu chasta, which is the opposite. So he says, what does that mean? For example, what's gematria mabul? That if I asked you, was the mabul right? The flood a good thing or a bad thing?
Probably bad thing.
Yeah. But he says that if you take gematria mabul, it's gematria 78, it's gematria chasta. Is that what? It was really a big chesed. He destroyed all the ra in the world.
Right.
So hidden within it, it's a chesed and a gevura at the same time. You know what? That it's when it's good for us and bad in the goyim, it's a kindness to us. For example, Mitzrayim drowning. It's gevura, but it's chesed. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what Kel represents. Zeshakasav, ki sarisa im Elokim, that you battled with godly things. You fought a malach. She has gaveres bekoach gevura elyona. That the way that Yaakov was able to misgaber over the malach was called gevura elyona. Bechinas Elokim. Right? Elokim. What's the first two letters of Elohim?
Aleph Lamed.
Which is Kel. And Elohim is a name of Din. But what the beginning of it is the shame of Chesed. V'chein b'shem Kel b'chinas Gevura shu milashem Eli Ha'aretz. V'chein achar kach would it say v'yikra lo El Elohei Yisrael. So if you look in the Gemara Megillah, it says, what does it mean v'yikra lo El Elohei Yisrael? She yizbarach karu Yaakov El. It says this week's parsha, if you look at Rashi,
Hashem called Yaakov.
Yeah,
Kel?
Yeah. If you look at Rashi, this is Parsha.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, look at it. It's at the end of the fifth year. Yeah, so look at it again. It says, Hashem called Yaakov El. Al shehimshech b'chinas gevura. Why? Because that's what the midah that Yaakov brought down. He earned it. It's wild to hear that, but it's a first Rashi, this is Parsha. Ubazen is gabra al-malach. And with this midah of El, which is what gevura Eliona, he was able to overcome the malach. That meaning what? That Yisrael again is Yashar Kel. That Yaakov tapped into that higher midah of Kel, and through that, what? He was zochah to be mizgaber over the malach. Meaning what? That he took in, that he tapped into the Yigil Midas Harachmim. And he brought great rachmim on him, and that's how he was able to overcome a malach. Crazy, no?
Yeah.
So okay, we'll do one more paragraph. And then, Vazesh Akasuv, Vayavirim Esanachal. right? We know that that Yaakov, when they crossed over a river, right? Nachal Yabok. Nachal Yabok, right? Then it says Ve'avirim Esanacha. So Rashi asks a question, hold on, did he go over? Like what he was confused. Rashi says, what was going on here? So Ve'avirim Esanacha, it says that Yaakov made himself into a bridge. You saw that, Rashi?
No.
Never, you didn't even see the Rashi that you saw. Right, look at it after again. Rashi says, right after, we'll look at it, I promise.
Different Rashi.
No? So Rashi says that Yaakov made himself into a bridge. Meaning what? So if you think it's like Nachal. Yeah, the word Nachal is big. If you think the word Nachal, Nun Ches Lamin, his Oshtevos, Notzer Chesed Alafim.
Hold on.
Where do we say that? Right, where do we say Notzer Chesed Alafim? In the Yid Gimel Zerachmim. Right, Misham Himshech Mi Yid Gimel Zerachmim. The Chain, Nafshenu Chiksa Lashem. What's the first letters of Nafshenu? Chiksa Lashem. Also Nachal. That wasn't mean Nafshinu Chiksa Hashem. My nefesh is longing to Hashem. So what's our statement? It's also of Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Nachal. And I'll tell you something awesome. I think I told you this last night, yeah? Just before I go Vaitev, this word Nachal is a big word in Chanukah. It says that how many candles do we light over Chanukah?
Is it 36?
44. We light 44. Oh. Right. 36. We also light the Shamash. Right? So this way you don't get benefit from the lights. It's 44. So the B'nai Shavuot Torah, he says that just as we light 44 neiros down here, so too Hashem lights 44 neiros Hanukkah above also. Yeah? So he says, what does that mean? So he says that what's 44 plus 44?
88.
Nachal.
Yay.
So he says that's a Nachal coming from above to down low. K'nizka el. Alpi, listen to a couple more lines. Alpi, Vayishlach Yaakov, Malachim Lefanav. Says that Yaakov sent Malachim before him. Shaya bechinas ki mechakim anach nulach. Vayde emuna amitis hazos himshich mirgim mizrach. Fine. Velachin. Amalo yisbarach shimcha Yaakov. That's why Hashem says to him, your name is Yaakov. Bechinas yud ekev. Umekayim amitzos begashmiz. And you're mekayim the mitzos in gashmiz. Ayde zeh. And through that, tagia lebechinas v'roshem megiya shemayma. Through you being mekayim the mitzos physically now, right? Being mekayim them with emuna, that there's something much deeper here. That's called that what? That's called Sulam Mutzav Arza Virosh Megiya Shemayma. Meaning what? That you go from Yaakov, which represents Yud Ekev, which is the lowest part of the body, to become Yisrael. Yisrael is Li Rosh. Right? V'chein lazeh karlo Yisbarach El. V'chein yeh la'asid kol echem Yisrael yeh nikra kein. V'yeh Yisbarach nikra el elim. Perosh el aleinu shekol echem nikra el. That's where we're all going to have less love of. Means what? But the nekuda is that what? When we do the mitzvahs begashmias now, and we tap into the shorish elyon, that means what? We cut yud ekev. When we start as yud ekev, meaning proud to be yud ekev, that's when we earn to become Yisrael. So what it means is also is that a person, we can't just skip steps. We can't just jump from 1 to 1,000. We have to know that what Hashem wants is to dafka build through the physical world, right? 1, 2, 3, right? It's to realize that what some people see that their goof is the worst. But then also, what we have to do, think like this, why did Hashem create us with the guf? Right, why did he create us in a physical world?
Because you need the gashmias to get closer to Him.
Oh, exactly. What? That to show, this is what the Baal Shem Tov came to Megala, that what? That even through the gashmias, boom, that's how you connect to Hashem. That what? You could have a suda, and in that suda, you can mamshad dveikus to Hashem. Speak divrei Torah, you say brachos kavana, right? So it's a big thing that we have to mechazik our guf. We have to mechadish our guf. So what's gematria your guf?
Pay
is
3
70.
Plus 5 plus
what's
70.
What's
pay? Pay is 80.
So,
88. 89. 89, Masha Chanukah. So, the Nekuda on Chanukah is Chanukah, what would you say? What would you do on Chanukah? You light neiros, all that ore. Yeah. It's what? To bring ore to my guf also. To show that my guf could be ore too. That's exactly what it's all about. Right? That's why, again, Lamaisa doesn't look like that so much because you eat a lot of Sufkan Yod and stuff. Right, but there's a focus that what? That you're supposed to use stuff l'shem. That you're supposed to let your guf enjoy also on Chanukah a little bit. So Rav Nachman has a Torah in the Kutim Aran. He says something very nice. He says the following. He says that basically, that you have to accustom yourself to being mechabe in your guf sometimes. Meaning what?
Like let yourself have like a little bit of candy. Maybe.
Exactly. So he says, he gives a mashal. He says that let's say, just give a classic example. Yeah, let's say normally, husband and wife. So normally, the wife comes home and she'll vent to the husband normally about different things, whatever, she had a hard day, and the husband's goal is what you listen, and you help her out. So normally, that's how it works. You're the mashbian, she's the makabah, okay? Like just giving a mashal. Not that this happens every house. Yeah. Right? So sometimes it could be that what? That sometimes you didn't have the best day and you need to vent to your wife. So it says that what? If you're mechabed your wife, that you let her vent to you all the time and you listen, then when you need it, she's going to be able to help you out too. So same thing with the guf and the neshama. Normally the neshama is always the higher one. And the neshama doesn't need chizuk. It's supposed to be mechazik the guf. But sometimes the neshama, we're not feeling it sometimes. So Rav Nachman says that what? If you train yourself to mechabed the guf, that what? When you're at a givaldik tish, right? Or you're dancing like crazy, your mom should have such a ruchniistic time. So you know what? I'm going to have a nice cup of coke right now and say a nice bracha. Or on Chanukah, when I'm mamish, I'm singing and dancing and everything, I'm learning a lot of Torah. You know what? L'chav and Chanukah, I'm going to have a sifganiyah. Why? Because I want my guf to share in this also. So it says what? That you elevate your guf, and your guf's going to help you out also. And that's how we go from being Yaakov to Yisrael. What we're mechabe the Olam HaGashmi. That what we see, that what we can get the close to Hashem in the Olam HaGashmi. That's a soap. And that's something we have to tap into. So that's why I tell you one remez from the Rishner. So we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umor HaGeshem on Sukkot time, right? So the Rishner says like this. He said that after all of the Avodah, right, of Sukkot, he said after we finish El Roshana, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and finally at the end, what do we say? Mashiv HaRuach Umor HaGeshem. Yeah? So the Rishner says like this. It says, what does it mean, Mashiv HaRuach Umor HaGeshem? It says, Mashiv HaRuach Hashem. You take back all the Ruchnias, Umor HaGeshem. And bring us down the Gashmias. Bring us down our Schar that we want. Right? But the Kud is that's definitely correct. But on the Kud now start, that what? Hashem gives us a lot of Gashmias. We can see that. But Hashem, we have a lot of Gashmias in this world. We have to realize that what? That Hashem gave it to us for a reason.
To
make it holy. And that's the biggest Nakuda. And that's why Yaakov, right? Yud Ekev. And that's the whole. That's why it's hidden in Yaakov. Is what is Yud Aseres Dibros and 172 words. Now, what? That even the physicality could be mekadesh to the whole world. And that's the whole nekuda that we're trying to do in yeshiva here. To what to show the Olam HaGashmi also outside the base measures, you could mekadesh that world too. But we have to build ourselves here first. And Mir Tashem, through doing that, Bizilcha to that day, Mashiach to Kenu, Mir Amen.